grew up here, learned here, built her life and her craft right here. Inside a jewelry store trusted since 1980, she spent years behind the scenes, designing, refining, perfecting. Her mentors became her teachers. Her workplace became her calling. Along the way, she earned 12 National Jewelry Design Awards, but the most important work, the pieces no one had yet seen. Now, 6 years into ownership, the jewelry cases are changing. One designer, one vision. Her name is Lindsay Jane, and this is the beginning of her story. The jewelry cases at Cajon's Jewelers will unveil something never done before. After decades of showcasing beloved designers and friends, every piece you'll see will be an original design, created by owner and award-winning designer Lindsay Jane. Born and raised right here, with 12 National Design Awards, she's bringing her full body of work into the light. Hand-designed, crafted with intention, rooted in this town. This year marks a new chapter. Cajon's Jewelers is becoming Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Argentina clinched its group title at the World Cup, first winning 2-0 over Austria, both goals from Lionel Messi, and then the late game went to Algeria 2-1 over Jordan with two goals in the second half. Norway is 2-0 after a 3-2 victory against Senegal, Erling Haaland with two goals in the second half. France got two tallies from Kylian Mbappe in a 3-0 win against Iraq. American star Christian Pulisic returned to full practice after his calf injury. Big trade in the NBA. Giannis Antetokounmpo is going from Milwaukee to the Miami Heat along with Bobby Portis for Tyler Hero, Jaime Jaquez, two others, and three first-rounders. Minnesota is trading Julius Randle to the Nets. Dallas's new coach will be Dusty May from Michigan. In baseball, Colorado on a three-run triple bottom of the ninth beat Boston 3-2. Padres 1-0 over Atlanta on a Manny Machado homer.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants.
Defensive handgun training under time pressure. My free course at guntrust.org, partially funded by proceeds of my federal case against Morro Bay and two police chiefs, is also an advanced estate planning seminar, including the latest on taxes, guns, homeschooling, values transmission, and for blended families, how not to disinherit your kids.
If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105. Or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
This summer, escape to the elegance of Allegretto Vineyard Resort in Paso Robles with the exclusive Tuscan Vita room offer. Stay two nights and enjoy 50% off your second night in a luxurious premium Prelude King or premium Prelude Queen guest room. Relax with complimentary self-park and Wi-Fi. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today. Visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com or call 805-369-2500 to reserve your stay.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, men's and women's Wrangler Western shirts 20% off. 15% off Wolverine work boots, and at D&J you'll find sleeping bags, tents, camp stoves, backpacking equipment, and more. And right now, the original Levi 501 jeans at the amazing price of just $54.95. And of course, special orders are welcome, and gift certificates are available. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Sheriff's Office encourages residents to report illegal fireworks activity. A Tascadero man arrested for home burglary. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 61 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. With the 4th of July approaching, the County Sheriff's Office is encouraging residents to report the use of illegal fireworks in San Luis Obispo County. in partnership with Slo County Crime Stoppers to prevent the sale, possession, and use of illegal fireworks. They are offering a reward of $500 for information that leads to the identification and arrest of individuals possessing illegal fireworks with the intent to sell them. Illegal fireworks pose a serious threat to the public safety and can lead to fires, injuries, and property damage. All fireworks other than permitted professional displays are prohibited within all areas, unincorporated areas of San Luis Obispo County. Anyone with information regarding the possession or sale of illegal fireworks is encouraged to contact the Fireworks Reporting Hotline, 805-781-1933. Do not use 911 to report illegal firework use. San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested an Atascadero man in connection to a burglary. Police responded to a residential burglary report on Tuesday, June 16th, near Carpenter and Hathaway in San Luis Obispo. Detectives identified David Hull of Atascadero as the person of interest. On Friday, June 19th, police conducted a probation compliance search of Hull's residence and vehicles. Hull was arrested after the search for burglary, resisting arrest, and probation violation. The Slo Police Department says the case is still active, with several other burglaries or thefts in the area possibly related. Paso Robles School Board to approve War Memorial Monument construction project. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The next Paso Robles School Board meeting is tonight, starting at 6 prior to closed session. One of the action items for tonight is the War Memorial Monument Construction Project. War Memorial Stadium was built in dedication to the 12 Bearcats who died in World War II, and this agenda item is the final approval for the construction project. The estimated cost of the project is not to exceed $110,000. About $90,000 is for the contractor and $13,000 for the brass plaques. Donations collected by the district under Fund 40 will reimburse their expenses. The goal is to have the plaque completed in time for the first home football game this coming school year. Paso Robles Recreation is launching Paso Play in the Garden, a free workshop designed to connect children with nature at the Uptown Family Park on 36th Street. Workshops will go on every other month on the fourth Saturday through the end of the year. The kickoff event, Butterflies and Brooms, will be held this Saturday, June 27th, 11 a.m. to noon. Children will create seed bombs with a pollinator-friendly wildflower seed, make a butterfly craft, and explore the garden to identify host and feeding plants, culminating with a butterfly release. No registration is required to attend the event, but interested families can find more information about it at the City of Paso Robles website. The Templeton CSD is seeking interested community members to serve on its internal standing committees. These committees are tasked with reviewing various projects, financial reports, and informational items to offer to the CSD Board of Directors. They meet 3 to 5 times per year as needed. The CSD is seeking members for the following committees: Administration Finance Committee, Water and Wastewater Utilities Committee, Fire and Emergency Management Committee, Parks, Recreation and Refuse Committee, and the Measure A Oversight Committee. Interested applicants should submit an application by August 10th. They can be found at templetoncsd.org. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Orioles beat the Angels 6-1. The Padres shut out the Braves 1-0. The Dodgers beat the Twins 2-1. The Tigers over the Yankees 5-3. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Giants. The Angels will go against the Orioles. The Padres will face the Braves. The Dodgers will go against the Twins. The Yankees will face the Tigers. In California news, a shooting at the Butte County Library left 2 people dead yesterday afternoon. The incident was reported at about 5 p.m. or sounds of gunshots and people screaming could be heard from inside the Chico branch of the library. When police entered the library, the suspect fled out the back. Police apprehended the suspect, but they have not yet been named. 6 days after the fire erupted at a massive frozen food storage facility near downtown Los Angeles, and firefighters have yet to enter the building. Warehouse fires are typically put out in a day, but the Los Angeles Fire Department says cold storage facilities can take weeks. Their heavily insulated ceilings, roofs, and walls make them difficult to extinguish, and firefighters have not entered the building due to the danger posed by floor-to-ceiling steel rack shelving. California has filed a lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency, alleging efforts to interfere with the state government's ability to enforce emission standards and anti-pollution regulations. EPA submitted waivers to Congress to reclassify California's Clean Air Act as rules subject to congressional approval. Local News was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Nobody understands the challenges facing agriculture better than farmers. Now that artificial intelligence has made software development more accessible, producers now have the power to turn ideas into software tools to solve their own problems. Shea Folk with AgView Solutions says this tips the scales to where knowledge of the problem, the customer, and the industry is more valuable for technology than coding expertise.
Everyone is a software developer now. So the people that have that experience, you just figure out how to use the tool. Figure out how to use the tool, and then you can build it and you can generate that success or better value proposition to your customers. The veterinarian that has run a business for 17 years with small animals, you can be a software developer if you want to be. The person that has built a small town welding shop that has production of one component. I mean, you can be the software developer because you know the industry, you know the space better than anyone else. And this is nothing against software developers either. In fact, I think it's going to make their job exponentially better. So it's the willingness to adapt. It's the understanding how it works. And the potential there is pretty amazing.
AgView Solutions developed their software Farm Profit Manager in just 3 months by utilizing AI.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us, they'll trust you.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Farm of the Future report brought to you by the Ag Information Network.
My RE/MAX agent has the experience to get the job done in today's complicated real estate market.
My RE/MAX agent helped me find the perfect affordable home.
My RE/MAX agent knows this community because he's part of it.
My RE/MAX agent helped me avoid foreclosure and protect my credit score.
My RE/MAX agent is somebody I know I can count on.
RE/MAX. Outstanding agents, outstanding results.
Each office independently owned and operated.
RE/MAX Parkside, across from the city park. Go to ParksideRealtors.com.
Celebrate the 4th of July and America's 250th birthday with your friends, family, and neighbors at Barney Schwartz Park in Paso Robles, Saturday, July 4th, starting at 4. Enjoy the Family Fun Zone, live music by Garden Party and Steppin' Out, and a food truck zone all day long until the stunning fireworks show at dark. Parking and admission are free, so come celebrate America at Barney Schwartz Park on July 4th in Paso Robles. Find out more at prcity.com/July 4th. That's prcity.com/July and the number 4.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. A recently launched online computer program not only helps producers determine whether irrigation systems are applying water uniformly, but can also estimate the cost of wasted energy, water, and fertilizer.
Dubbed the Distribution, Uniformity, and Return on Investment Estimator, the free program identifies areas of an irrigation system needing maintenance, repairs, or upgrades to improve distribution uniformity. It also translates the distribution uniformity score into an estimated financial return on investment based on estimated water, energy, and fertilizer savings, as well as estimated potential yield improvements. Statewide, the impacts could be huge, according to the experts who created the tool. California has more than 4 million acres irrigated with low-flow, micro-sprinkler, and drip irrigation. Of those, about 3.4 million acres have not been tested. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far. This Tuesday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs in the mid-80s, west-southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, low 50s, southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the mid-80s, west-southwest winds at about 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny skies on Thursday and Friday, partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny on Sunday and Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday. Low 80s Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, upper 70s on Monday, 76 a week from today. Currently, it is 63 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company, luxury door designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks remained in the red in early trading, but recovered some ground after opening with a sell-off. Tech stocks continued to drive the selling. SpaceX shares down 2%, Nvidia down 2.5%. Oracle shares are down 0.5%. The Wall Street Journal says Oracle cut around 21,000 jobs last year as it continued to develop its artificial intelligence business and made heavy investment in data centers. Bank of America has released its Home Buyer Insights report for this year. It says for the first time since 2023, a majority of consumers say it's better to buy a home than rent or move in with family. It's a sign of renewed confidence in home ownership despite affordability challenges. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
So Ryan and I came to the decision to get life insurance when I was pregnant with our first son. He really wanted us to be taken care of if something happened to him. He provided for our family in life and also after his death. I think that would make him proud. Ethos makes it fast and easy to get life insurance. Apply in minutes and get same day coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
Reminder, the Red Scooter Deli, two locations on 6th Street. And, of course, they're right next to the pet department across from the post office. And the downtown Red Scooter Deli next to the park is now open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays. So you can plan a dinner for Music in the Park. And don't forget to use promo code KPRL for 15% off your order. Order online at redscooterdeli.com or you can call ahead 805-237-1794.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Over the next couple of days, we're going to take a look at the man who, on June 25, 1876, led the military's greatest defeat in the battle against the Indians. Blacksmith's son in Ohio, George Armstrong Custer got an appointment to West Point. He was often on the verge of getting expelled because of things like food fights in the cafeteria, but he finally did graduate 34th in a class of 34. Custer graduated during the Civil War. The military was looking for men who could take command, and Lieutenant Custer took command. Between July of 1862 and July of 1863, he rose from first lieutenant to, at the age of 23, brigadier general. Custer developed a reputation of knowing one word when he saw the enemy: charge! This trait was to eventually cause his downfall. Following the Civil War, with the downsizing of the military, Custer was dropped to the rank of captain. But with the help of President Johnson, he became a lieutenant colonel, although many people still called him general. He was also given command of the newly formed 7th Cavalry. In 1867, because of abusing his men and disobeying his superiors, Custer was brought up on charges. It seemed as if his career was done when General Sheridan called him back to the 7th. Looking for a great victory to get him back on track, in 1868, Custer attacked and defeated the village of Chief Black Kettle. Although Black Kettle's village was peaceful, a public relations campaign turned the battle into a great victory. In the attack against Black Kettle, Custer divided his force. This was another tactic that was to prove his downfall. The next time we're together, we'll take Custer into his final battle and the history books. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
VRE number 021-99910.
Your summer plans just got a cash upgrade. It's Beef Bucks Bonanza every Thursday in June at Tatchy. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can score up to $1,500 in Tatchy cash. Whoa! Or up to $5,000 cash in a gas certificate. Right. Then at 8 p.m., one guest could win up to $25,000 cash. Play slots and table games to earn entries and make your summer pay you back. Beef Bucks Bonanza only at the Tatchy Palace Casino Resort. Ha ha!
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The Templeton CSD is seeking interested community members to serve on internal standing committees, which include the Measure A Oversight Committee, Administration Finance Committee, and Fire and Emergency Management Committee. Interested applicants should submit an application by August 10th. They can be found at templetoncsd.org. Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight, starting at 6 prior to closed session. One of the action items for tonight is the War Memorial Monument Construction Project. War Memorial Stadium was built in dedication to the 12 Bearcats who died in World War II, and this agenda item is the final approval for the construction project. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-80s, it's 64 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. NBC Today's Show co-host Savannah Guthrie again is asking someone who knows something to come forward after it's disclosed that the second ransom note sent to media outlets in February said her kidnapped mother, Nancy, had died and was buried.
We are in agony. We cannot be at peace.
The note came 5 days after Nancy Guthrie was reported missing from her home in Arizona. Iran denies there's a plan to allow nuclear inspectors back into the country.
After Vice President J.D. Vance announced that Iran has agreed to allow international inspectors into their country, President Trump posted on Truth Social this morning saying, in part, if they did not agree to this, there would be no further negotiations. The Iranians today are going on the record saying they did not agree to this point.
Fox's Trey Yingst, Iran's president and foreign minister, are in Pakistan today for talks. Tech stocks are way down today, so are oil prices. America's listening to Fox News.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, clear tonight, overnight lows right around 50, and we'll be in the mid-80s again on your Wednesday, a little bit cooler, low 80s on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, upper 70s Monday, mid-70s Tuesday, a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, 5:49 a.m., 8:23 p.m. We are at 66. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. You will love the Milgard Trinsic Series windows and the doors. Coming up this afternoon on Protecting What Matters with Barry. Very interesting. There's a group of people, we'll say 36 million in the United States, who do this annually, and that's they grow orchids. And there is a Five Cities Orchid Society, so Mr. Ed Lysik will be in. And then Supervisor John Pashong. That's all for you here on The Right Choice, KPRL. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com as we're ready for freedom of speech. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24-7. Just give them a call. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us.
And I've had an idea for a long time for what I think is a wonderful documentary, which has everything. For instance, you go to work, you come home at night, and you never really think about it. It's mechanical. It's routine. But there are a group of men who every day, when they go to work, never know if they'll return, because they face death in 100 different ways. And I'm talking about
The Morning Exchange, KPRL.
All righty, a couple of quick texts we have here. I'm 36 and I like old 80s muscle like a built Fox body Mustang. Don't know. And I do like them classics, for example, a modernized Ford 75, Ford 100. I have no idea what any of this means. None whatsoever. All right, so, again, there is a very well-written and thought-out op-ed by Dorian Baker, and that has to do with the term that was used by Folks, the Democrat Party chair, on the he wants to eradicate MAGA from every corner of our democracy. And again, it's well written, but she gets to a point here, and she mentions that volunteers at local Republican headquarters report a growing number of people entering simply to shout at them or intimidate them. Friends who once freely displayed campaign signs or attend meetings now hesitate because they don't want to become targets. Recruiting candidates and volunteers has become more difficult, not because people have lost interest in serving their communities, but because some fear the hostility that increasingly accompanies. Somewhat understanding. However, we should never let intimidation win. Intimidators typically, they're insecure people. And they're just hoping, because they figure that you're not going to challenge them. They're, what's the difference between them and bullies? I'm sure most of us encountered bullies in our lifetime. And in most of the cases, when you challenge them, things went away. Remember, people that use this type of intimidation, one is they're a little bit out of control, but they have a deep need for control. And in many cases, they hope that it will trigger something in you for your response. And there, you know, there's when you refuse to react, in many cases, it neutralizes their tactics and takes away the aggressor's power. And being the target of intimidation says everything about the other person's willingness to try to manipulate. And fear often makes us reject ourselves by preventing from sharing our truth or standing up for our values. So back to the point, don't let these type of people intimidate you. There have been some instances, shall we say, that why you need to maintain your control. However, there are situations where the, I'll call them losers, they will lose their control because they'll get frustrated because you're not showing fear, you're not being intimidated. I've often said in a couple of these situations, make it legal. And what I mean by that is, they make the first move, you have the right to defend yourself. So let's not be intimidated by any of this. And as I mentioned earlier, nor by the people who are representing us when they're at meetings. Don't let them sit up there and disrespect you. Call them out in a nice, proper way. Embarrass them. Excuse me, sir. What's on your phone? What are you eating there? Something like that. Are you paying attention? Do you know what I just said? Et cetera, et cetera. And if they say yes, say, well, what did I just say? We need to take this stuff back. We do. All right. Now, Susanna brought this up yesterday. And this has to do with the new rules for records request in California. It's AB 1821, and it would change the California Public Records Act. It extends the initial agency response period from 10 to 14 calendar days to 10 to 15, 14 business days, but only if the request is submitted in person or by email during normal business hours. Allows public agencies to charge hourly fees ranging from $22.35 to $66.26 for staff time spent searching and reviewing records determined to be for this use. Okay, when I see this is, okay, they're supposed to have the records. How many hours does it take to go find a record? Boom, 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 boom. It's on the computer right there. Now, this is the extremely dangerous part. This will allow the agencies to seek court intervention and pause a record request if they believe the requester is submitting with malicious intent. Who's going to decide what malicious intent is? The same people or agency that we're asking the records from? They're taking the power away from us, folks. That's what they're doing. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Hey, I heard Greg earlier this morning. He was talking about the lawsuit, and Pastor Robles submitted an approval to withdraw from it. You know, I have probably, I think about $8,500 invested in that lawsuit. It's same as probably same as you or whatever. But anyway, they should actually pay us back. I mean, for God's sakes, the only reason why they knew they couldn't win it, and they just strung it out because they have the resource, the tax dollars to do it, to see if they could wear us down. That's just my opinion on it.
No,
and I think the city and the county ought to be ashamed of themselves to be suing their own community or be in a lawsuit with their own community members. And we're not talking a couple. We're talking, you know, I'm sure there's 800 parcels, 900 parcels. Well, that's probably not from the beginning. The beginning of it probably was a lot more.
No, you're right. But, you know, when I was talking with Greg this morning, you know, I brought up the fact that government, you know, we'll never know the truth on this and why they went ahead. They'll give us some, you know, standard BS answer. But my thought is, this is what government does. I said, well, you know what? We'll go ahead and do this because they don't have the will or the money to come after us to stop us. And this time, Cindy, you know, she's the lead on this. She said, she said no. And so they got themselves in. Once they put their foot in, like a lot in government, they weren't going to take the foot out and say, you know what, we made a mistake, we're going away, or we misread you.
Yeah.
But I agree. And I know that, well, Kevin, then that would just be more tax dollars wasted. Well, you know what? You can blame your city officials for that because we had to pony up the money to defend something that we knew that was wrong, and they should have known it was wrong to do.
Well, and two, and when they're making, okay, I know that they use the attorney-client privilege and they go in a closed door and they discuss these. I think under these circumstances, how it's impacting so many people, I think they should be having their discussions openly so people know what they're thinking. I mean, for God's sakes, I mean, this is, you know, screw that attorney-client privilege, because we'll never know. I mean, you know.
Well, one can argue attorney-client privilege. Well, wait a minute. This is taxpayer money. You know.
No, I agree with you. But to spend that much money when the roads and this and that, it disgusts me. And you guys are talking about the grapes, and they are removing a lot of grapes. And I think there was, you know, there's, I support the grape industry, but there needed to be a correction in the market, and this is the best way to do it, is to pull some out and try to stabilize the price. But it's frustrating. It's just frustrating to hear about it.
Well,
go ahead.
I was going to say the sad part of it is that, you know, most of the people in Paso Robles don't know how much money their tax dollars went to waste to sue their own citizens.
No, I get it. And you know, this thing, you know, on another note, you know, you hear about this homeless. It's just an enterprise. I mean, this homeless thing, it's just people making money. All these private organizations are putting in for grants, and basically the grants are just paying for staffing, you know, $150,000 a year. I mean, it's not curing anything. The only way it's going to cure it is, you know, go back to some of the old rules, laws, and, you know, take them to jail, do prison time for drugs, and that'll clean it up. End of story.
Wow.
These people don't want these people. You go down there to Tractor Supply or in that neighborhood, same people all the time. They're just there for a meal. you know? And, you know, and then they want new kitchens and all this crap, and it's like, when's it stop? You know?
Well, you know about the $12 million that the city is looking to get for the part of that money for the shelter over there, or permanent housing.
And it'll cost them, and then they'll get $12 million, and they'll dance around and say, oh, look at what we got, and then it'll cost $36 million to keep it afloat. That they did, you know, on the, out of their own dime, it, you know, they don't.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you, Kevin. I mean, when you talk about organizations, you got state organizations, you got county organizations, you got local city organizations, and they're all trying to do the same thing. It's just a money grab. That's all it is. It's a money grab. It's disgusting. And here, you know. I mean, we pay the highest taxes in the nation. We pay the highest gas in the nation. I mean, for God's sakes, when's it going to stop? I mean,
I know
it's
frustrating.
And then I was looking at the election results, and you know, for the county, and it's just like, I mean, these people. I mean, people that vote. I mean, do they got anything between their ears or what? I mean, it's just God's sakes. You know, Kano and all, you know, it's just, unless they're just on it, they don't educate themselves or they don't want to be educated.
That's part of it. But also I think there are just people that when they see a certain letter beside someone's name, they don't care what if they've committed murder. They're going to vote for them regardless.
Yeah, I know. It's just... It's just frustrating. I mean,
it is. All right, sir, I got another call.
All right, great, thanks.
You're welcome, bye. All right, well, it was on too long. All right, quick email here. Does anyone know who the that beats the drum on El Camino Real in Atascadero is? No, the sign says no kings. All right, I have no idea. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I have a question. Maybe somebody out there can answer it. You were just talking about AB 1821, which is the records request. And they're going to charge for that. And they call it staff time. Well, the people who are doing the records request or getting it for you, aren't they already being paid for staff time? So what is the extra charge for? And that's a real serious question. I don't know why we would pay somebody who's already being paid to do that job. Why is there an extra charge?
Well, I agree with you 100% because I thought about that. The other is it's to just make people go away.
Well, there you go.
I mean, that's a simple, you know, when they say here, you know, the hour to charge hourly fees. Well, wait a minute. How many hours would it take to look for a record that's already in existence? It's on a computer.
Well, that's very true. Now, I understand that because we have billions of records, I understand. But if that's the department they're in, if that's the business they're in, they should know where to look for those things, and it just shouldn't be a lengthy process. They should know their job. They should know where to go. But I think your point is right. It's to discourage. One of the things I read was that they're thinking about charging like $66 an hour. Well, who's going to do that? You know, nobody's going to do that. So you're right. It's designed to make people go away and stop asking for things that take staff time. Well, what else is the staff doing? They're supposed to be working for you and me in a department that, and part of their job is records requests.
Mm-hmm.
So I need somebody to explain that one to me.
We'll see if we can hunt somebody down. But the other part that I think, again, needs to be challenged, who's going to decide what malicious intent is?
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Well, every time I turn in a records request, because it is malicious intent. I'm looking to do something with it. So I guess that's called malicious.
Well, so. See, the other side of this is people need to think about, and they, you know, they may not care, but I'm going to guess that many in the media go and request for records, such as Karen. Karen does that quite often.
Yes.
Okay. Now, if they're discouraging people like Karen and others to do that, that means the in-depth stories or the, shall we say, shady things that go on will never come out because nobody's going to go after it anymore. And then these people will deem her because they'll come back and say, well, you know, she's made 25 requests this month. And that we think that, you know, this is malicious, that she's a pain in the neck, et cetera, so they can deny her. A judge can deny it.
Well, that's scary, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the first one I'm going to go to today when we get off the phone is Warren Frace with the city and just ask him, because it's all of those departments that he has some sort of control over. Maybe not. Maybe it's somebody like Ryan Cornell in the financial department when you call and you ask for certain documents that prove a cost or something like that. So there's a variety of people we can go to, and I'm going to ask, what is the intent behind this? Why is there a fee when we're already paying that person to do that job?
Let us know the answer.
I will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Got a couple of minutes left, 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. I've thought about that for a long time. That's their job. That's their job. I've never understood that. So maybe we'll get some definition of it here soon, or maybe tomorrow. All right, maybe. All right, let's see here. We have something that's maybe somebody still uses. I don't know. On this day in 1868, the first practical typewriter is patented by Christopher Latham Sholes and Samuel W. Soule. It was only able to type capital letters and the numbers 2 through 9. It was improved upon until a practical version was built in 1873. Sholes also coined the word typewriter and created whatever keyboard layout which he used on his typewriter. I would doubt seriously if anybody uses a typewriter anymore. You know what? I need to take that back. There was some famous writer or somebody, and you know, recently, that I saw a little piece, and I'll never remember it, but they were still using a typewriter, and I forget. I don't know if it was a TV show or a movie or something like that. So, but, okay, so what I took back what I said, so that person may be the only one in the world that's using a typewriter. I remember we had the business class where we had to take type. Well, I don't think we had to, but it was helpful because you had to do papers. Let's see here. I am opposed to assembly building, co-render, however, as a devil's advocate, what if the records requests don't exist? Should the agency be compensated for time wasted? No. No. They're getting paid. No, we're not paying more to public employees. No.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. San Luis Obispo Police Department arrested an Atascadero man in connection to a burglary. Police responded to a residential burglary on June 16th near Carpenter and Hathaway in San Luis Obispo. They identified David Hull of Atascadero as a suspect, and he was arrested on Friday, June 19th. Paso Robles Recreation is launching Paso Play in the Garden, a free workshop designed to connect children with nature at the Uptown Family Park on 36th Street. The kickoff event for this will be Saturday, June 27th, from 11 a.m. till noon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs in the mid-80s. It's 69 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
The time wasn't wasted because now they can put in the records request that we don't have this file. And then they don't have to do anything, so that's not time wasted. All right, coming up, Ed Lysick, Five Cities Orchid Society. You'll be surprised. And then Supervisor John Pajong with Barry and you this afternoon. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.